More Idaho Matters now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Election Day, it is just one day away. And while we have seen unprecedented early voting in Idaho to date, officials are expecting even bigger numbers tomorrow. So we wanted to get a preview of tomorrow's election. So we turned to Boise State political science professor Jacqueline Kettler. She sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to break down what the election might look like here in Idaho. So let's take a listen.
Well, I think we do have to talk about interest in this year's election. Election officials tell us that early in-person voting and absentee voting has been unprecedented in its numbers. That's very interesting, don't you think? Oh, and one other thing. They do tell us that by far here in Idaho, early voters have been Republicans, which kind of pushes back against at least what we've seen the last couple of elections.
And I think that there are some different discussions, and we've seen actually both parties encourage early voting this time around. I think recognizing the importance of like getting voters kind of secured, and then you can turn your get out the vote efforts to other potential voters.
And I think it also pushes back against any myth that may have been out there that early voting or absentee voting was troubled, and in some eyes, 4 years ago, some people said, no, don't trust that.
And one thing that research finds is that once people do it, they like it. It's convenient. They can vote at home. They can do their research while filling out their ballot. So it may also be that now that people have experience with it, they really like that option.
I'd like to ask about unknowns, unknown voter blocks. My business loves to dissect or predict, but isn't it fair that there are so many unknowns? I mean, what do we possibly know about young voters, unregistered voters, at least up till now, voters who have shifted to different parts of the nation? We know that a good many new voters here in Idaho have come from elsewhere.
In the research, we find that there's not a great number of undecided voters generally, at least in the presidential election. A lot of people, you know, they have their partisan kind of preferences or other factors that make up their mind quite early. Mm-hmm. But we do know there are still these pockets of undecided voters. And that's where these last minute debates and developments mm-hmm. might really have an effect on swaying some of their opinions, particular messaging, all that type of thing might really have an effect. And some of the groups you were mentioning have received a lot of attention throughout this campaign in terms of what will their turnout look like, mm-hmm. how will they vote. And in some of these swing states in the presidential race could make a really big difference.
We have to talk about Prop 1. My goodness, Prop 1 here in Idaho. First of all, the amount of money that is being poured into this race from both sides, and I don't think anyone can predict the outcome of this race.
It does seem like there's the possibility of that being really close. There has been an immense amount of campaigning, as you mentioned, a lot of money. There's campaign signs everywhere, at least in the Treasure Valley, a lot of mailers, and a lot of different types of actors involved, including within the Republican Party, where you have the party pretty actively campaigning against Prop 1. But former Republican officials, there's a fairly sizable group that have been supportive of the proposition. It will be really interesting to see what voters decide on that measure. It does seem like it has the potential to be really close. However, we also know there are some questions in terms of like the ranked choice voting component of the proposition. So I think that is definitely one race here locally we'll be watching really carefully and closely.
So interesting. When I went to vote, and I'm sure many voters can appreciate this, the ballot is not small. And so let's talk about what we call the down ballot races and how important they are. Yes, we're picking a precedent, but then there are a slew of races that are so important.
That's exactly right. Those national races, especially the presidential race, receive so much attention and so much money and television ads. And it takes up a lot of our interest in what we're looking at as individuals. Mm-hmm. But these down ballot races are essential, right? And they affect our daily lives in terms of decision making over things like roads and resources and services. these really are important for what we, how we live lives, how we interact with government at the local level. And so our decisions and voters' decisions in these races really do matter. And yet we often see ballot roll off. People will vote in the presidential, the congressional races, and then start kind of falling off. And yet a lot of, for example, these county level races are really important and are often pretty close. So yeah, your vote can really matter in them.
Let's talk about the legislature. Every seat in the Idaho House and Senate is up for grabs. I think it's fair to say that more than a few are not competitive, but for those that are competitive, there's plenty at stake here.
And District 15 is one of those really competitive districts here in West Boise. Rick Just, a Democrat, holds the Senate seat. And then we have the House seat split between one Democrat and one Republican. And these types of seats are really important for the Democratic Party to hold on to in order to keep their numbers at least where they are now, so they don't potentially lose more committee seats.
And indeed, even on the Republican side, there's a number of seats in the legislature that are important. And I'm thinking in particular about chairmanships of committees.
Exactly. And who's going to be, for example, in the Senate leadership for the Republican caucus? That'll be really important for the direction of the policy agenda and what moves forward out of committees, out of the chambers. So you're exactly right, George. And the outcomes of some of these, just a handful of competitive districts could really influence the makeup of things like leadership.
And the big takeaway is that votes matter. Votes matter, particularly here in Idaho. And I can't remember a recent election now where there wasn't a contest which was decided by a few dozen votes.
That's right. And we've talked a lot about the growth of money in Idaho politics, and that is definitely happening. But at the same time, we can see where, especially in county legislative races, there are always some races that are decided by just a handful of votes. So your vote really does matter.
That was Dr. Jacqueline Kettler, Associate Professor of Political Science and Director of New Leadership Idaho at Boise State, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about tomorrow's election. And she will join George Wednesday morning to help break down election results. Plus, we'll be taking a deep dive into Idaho's election results Wednesday at noon right here on Idaho Matters with a panel of experts and reporters. So be sure to tune in on Wednesday for all of that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.